In Luke chapter 4 and verse 22, we read these words, "All bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son?" Never since God endowed the first human with the power of speech has any person uttered more wonderful words than those leaving the holy lips of Jesus in the days of his flesh. He was not only thought that breathes and words that burn, but mighty words that were to shape the destinies of men and nations. Down through the ages, multitudes have wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. The world at large agrees with the Roman soldiers who said that never man spake like this man. Jesus knew the art of speech, using choice words and measured phrases above the reach of the ordinary person. The spontaneous reactions to his oral teachings and preaching was widespread. Crowds coming from every quarter to hear him. People flocked to him because his language was easy, straightforward. He stuck to plain words the common folks could easily understand. He never spoke of God in nebulous terms such as the great first cause or any vague abstract, but as your heavenly Father. His words came straight from an innermost being, natural, proof of deity and humanity, transfiguring the lives of many who heard him teach. It was as a teacher that Jesus first began to gather disciples around him, and at the outset, he established himself as the world's master preacher and teacher. Luke gives us a very lifelike portrait of Jesus when he stood up on a Sabbath morning in the synagogue at Nazareth to preach his first sermon. After reading from Isaiah's prophecy concerning his messianic mission, which is Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1 and 2, when he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And the scripture says that all eyes were fastened upon him. What he taught that morning blistered the conscience of some of his hearers is evident from the fact that they were filled with wrath and tried to silence the lips which spoke such gracious words by killing the teacher himself. The four Gospels present the ministry of Jesus under the three aspects of preaching, teaching, and healing. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. That's in Matthew chapter 4. The oral ministry is described by the terms teaching and preaching. A distinction can be drawn between teaching and preaching. While teaching and preaching would naturally contain common traits, preaching is a more comprehensive term, while the teaching of Jesus upon great themes belong more to the department of theology. Although the preaching and teaching days of Jesus were few, through his manner and his method and personal mastery of audience, he not only created the Christian pulpit, but has influenced the homiletical presentation of truth down through the ages. The pulpit is the distinctive product of Christianity and is effective when it combines a teaching and preaching ministry. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.